Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the media. It's the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Or your business. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day. And let me remind you, if you ever have any question as I am a consumer. Talk to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or radio. Remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I can't. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. It is another beautiful day right here in Southern California. So we look for every day. What are we going to celebrate other than the fact that we did get up on the appropriate side of the sidewalk? That's always a big benefit. Today, though, World Kindness Day and National Indian Pudding Day. What a world pudding. We're going to have to look that one up and check it out for you. See what, in my, if my computer would move a little quicker, I'd probably be able to tell you what Indian pudding is. But my computer seems to be on slow motion today, so let's move right along. Indian pudding, observed each year November 13th, honors cold weather classic, which is traditional New England dessert, Indian pudding. It was in the 17th century that English colonists brought hasty pudding to North America and transformed it. Although it was initially made with wheat, they substituted cornmeal due to a shortage of the grain at the time. Milk, water, cinnamon, sugar, ginger, butter, eggs. Looks pretty good. We'll have to check that one out. Speaking of checking it out, what are the doing? Been a bit of a roller coaster once again today. Interesting. Okay, Mitchell, you cannot hear me. Wonder what's going on there. Mitch, can you hear me now? The mic is off. Let's see if we can figure this out. See what happens. Mitchell usually comes over here and help me get the whole system going. And now that he tells me that the mic is off, we're in serious trouble. Checking this. Wondering if you get any sound coming over to you. Mitch, text me. Let me know if you can hear me now. I don't know what's on. Testing. Looks like it's going through the microphone, but maybe there is a short over at that end. Let's see what. Aha, there we go. Mitchell isn't here, so we're in trouble. Let's see, now it's a little if we're any better or not. Continue check this out. Our engineers are going to work on it as well. On the other end. Aha, now I think now I'm hearing things coming back through. So hopefully we are getting a little bit of a better broadcast through there. I don't know why the camera now went off. We got a lot of fun going on here on today's broadcast. Let's see if we can figure out where our technology. You gotta love technology, don't you? Let's check and see what's going on. Look, might be all back up, so hopefully you'll have caught a little bit of what we've been chatting about. We've been talking about the markets. Let's see what we get off in looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I'm hoping that you can hear me now. I see some life coming back through. Aha! Now I'm being told that you can hear me now. No, I'm not doing a Verizon commercial. We're not. That's not what we're doing today. But it does look like we've got some technology. You chatting. We're looking at the markets for you this morning. Let's see what the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That is up 28 points right now. It's been a rocky road this morning. Oil down $2.36 a barrel. Ooh, that one might be getting a little ugly right here, and we'll see what happens with the oil market. We've been had about 34 straight days of down gasoline prices. Yeah, I know you're in a state of confusion, many of you, so you're probably not seeing any of the benefits of the lower gas prices, but that's the national numbers where the numbers are going down. We can also check and see what's going on in the bond market. Let's see if we can find out gasoline for you. 268.6 is the national number. Yesterday we were at 269.5. still looking at Delaware being the cheapest, $2.338 a gallon cheaper than we pay right here in the state of confusion. And I believe we probably do most of the refining. Yeah, that's a bit painful. So we'll check that out. Let's see what the bond market is doing. We're always looking at that one for you as well, because that's what's dealing with home prices. And today we're going to talk a lot about homes. We're talking about getting mortgage ready. Folks, we have a lot of people hitting on the Facebook pages right now that are looking to get new homes. They're probably thinking about the springtime, and they're telling me they're not ready for a mortgage. And so I thought, well, you know something, maybe we'll dedicate a bit of time this morning to getting mortgage ready. What does getting mortgage ready means? Down payment money, credit scores, getting everything in place. So we're going to talk about that. But right now we're looking at 10-year U.S. Treasury up one basis point. That is the yield of 3.162. That's 5 basis points. That tells us interest rates are just ever so slightly lower right now. Check out what's going on. Why is this happening? Well, a lot of it has to do, it seems like there might be a little bit of a settlement going on, a solution there, seeing their currency increase in value, bringing the U.S. down a little bit, which may not be altogether bad as we're looking at that right now. So that's part of what's going on in a good place. Obviously, the elections are still going on. The Republicans appear to have stopped voting. The Democrats, they're still voting. So that seems to be part of the issue. Yeah, I know. We're not supposed to got the result they want. They just keep on sending in more votes until they finally get to the numbers that they're looking for. So eventually that might end. They might get to the results. I guess the terminology would be desired results. Southern California, it's going to be an interesting scenario because a lot of places they're talking about the issue that the fire is causing an insurance problem. What is the insurance problem? Well, the state is saying we're not going to continue to insure because a lot of insurance companies are pulling out of some of the burn areas of California. They don't want to cover those anymore. Where do you get insurance? Well, it goes to the state fund. And if the state fund is saying, well, we don't want to be on the hook for that either, what are you going to do? What's going to be the issue? Where are you going to go to get insurance? Well, that's going to be a story. I visited a property a few years back, maybe several years back. It was a fairly high-end, actually, to a pump. So their pool actually had the ability of spraying water on the house off of the back hill. It's fascinating. Like Arizona Senate winner going from extended term there. So Martha McSally was leading by about 38,000 votes at one time. Now it looks like Sinema is now leading by 38,000 votes. So it looks like Ms. Sinema, Kristen Sinema, will be the new senator in Arizona. Be fascinating to see because John Kyle was nominated to fill the vacant seat. Their governor will now put Ms. McSally in as the permanent replacement. It's fascinating to see what's going on there. State of Maryland is expected to ask for an injunction on today, saying Matt Whitaker is not the legitimate acting attorney general. More lawsuits in Washington. I wonder if these legislators have anything other than to do than to sue the Trump administration. Talk about where's your tax dollars going? That looks like where the tax dollars seem to be going. And we are also seeing CNN has now filed a lawsuit against everybody that they can possibly think of, including a agent. They didn't like the idea that Jim Acosta lost his White House pass, didn't lose his press credential. They took away his access to the White House, so he can go and do other press things. Access to the White House. It would be fascinating to see how that comes out. Representative Nancy Pelosi recently said she is 100% quote-unquote on next Speaker of the House, but a new poll found that a majority of Democrats don't want her leading that she held in the position from 2007 to 2011. New Gallup poll shows 56% to 39% Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents said Pelosi should be replaced as their leader in the House. The question was to Democrats. Gallup were 50% control of the House in the midterm. Dozens of Democrat candidates, including many who won their elections last week, have pledged not to this month. That'll be a fascinating story to see what happens there. But that is all part of the news. We've got a whole different subject that we're going to be talking about. Get mortgage ready. That is our topic here. Homeowners renovate themselves or FICO scores different for the three credit bureaus. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. has them about self individuals who have been very, very diligent trying to save tax dollars and find themselves unable to apply for that new home loan. Well, there's a program out there. Basically, it's not an old version. It's a new and replaced version of the stated income loan. And yes, you can get stated income loans. You can get back in the game. So it is a good program for you. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. See if it makes sense for you. Again, looking at the market, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 6 points as we and oil down 255. That's doing good. That's like a little bonus money. We'll have less expenses. Treasury again up, still up 1 basis point. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond up 3 basis points. The question is not what is happening. You can go to Google as easy as you can to find out stocks that is trying to recoup some of yesterday's 600 points of losses. Mortgage bonds are also higher in the early going. Relatively quiet on the news front, with the only news coming out is the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB Optimism Index, and CoreLogic's delinquency reports released this morning. NFIB reported that optimism among small businesses dropped slightly by a half a point from 107 to 107.4 in October, but this is after the record high August. Looking in the at the components, plans to hire fell 1 point, while positions not able to fill held at a record high. Compensation plans for both today and the future did moderate slightly, but off record highs. Capital spending plans and those that expect a better economy were unchanged. NFIB chief economist Bill Dunkelberg said, quote, thanks to a number of factors, including the federal government's loosening grip on the private sector, the U.S. regained the top spot in the world ranking as the most competitive country during the month of October. An unburdened small business sector is truly great for employment and the economy, unquote. CoreLogic released their performance for August, showing that loans 30 days or more past due decreased from 4.1% to 4.0%. Seriously delinquent loans defined as 90 days or more decreased from 1.6 to 1.5. Seriously delinquent homes in foreclosure remain stable at 0.5%. The housing market continues to get healthier as delinquencies continue to drop. Appreciation has continued to this substantially. That's some good news. The rest of the week, tomorrow, we're going to get mortgage applications and the CPI report. Thursday, initial jobless claims. Retail sales, which is big-ish. Retail sales tell going on in GDP. 7% of our economy is a consumer. So retail sales becomes a very, very important issue. But let's look and see if I can find my note on this. Getting mortgage ready was one of the topics I really wanted to get into with you, because I'm getting a lot of inquiries. We get about 8 to 10 people a day that are telling me they're not able to borrow. And we get a lot of buyer inquiries at Ron Siegel Radio, a lot of buyer inquiries coming in. But I hear a lot of people talking about the issues of why they can't get a loan, why they can't buy their own house, why they are stuck renting. Well, the first issue, let's chat about it, the importance of credit scores. We talk about it all the time on Ron Siegel Radio. Sometimes I take for granted that you already understand this. Your credit report is extremely important. You need to have a handle on your credit scores. You need to – what are they? Why do we look at that? Why is that so important for you? Well, one of the 30 items, there are 30 different items that go into your interest rate. Now, I know back in 2007, 2008, it was very little. It was basically you went on the website, you looked at what the Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, FHA, Jenny Mae were saying. This is what the rates are. Boom, that's it. You're done. Well, that's not the case anymore. Since then, since we've had some of the banking reforms in 2010, there are what we call loan-level price adjusters. Loan-level price
rate. You need to understand that. The difference in an interest rate can be very, very significant when you're looking at not only your payments, but what your home affordability is, right? Because if you could look and say, well, based on your debt-to-income ratio, and we need to talk about those ratios as well, but based on the debt-income ratio, looking at saying, okay, if you can only afford a $2,000 payment, well, if your interest rate is high, that might correlate to, I don't know, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it might correlate to a $300,000 home. On the flip side, when you look at it, you might say, okay, well, if I've got a bad interest rate, maybe I can afford a $250,000 home. That's the big issue that you need to understand when you're talking about interest rates, how it's going to affect your family's situation. So the importance of credit scores becomes very, very significant when you're looking at getting mortgage ready. Now, what are the factors that affect your credit score? There are five basic factors that affect your credit score. You're gonna, and again, you need to know these things. They are going to be, how long have you had your credit, right? So let me see if I can get the exact percentages here in front of me so that we'll have those for you. But basically, how long have you had it? What is your credit utilization? That's going to be a big issue as well. As I used to have a chart here that would just give me all these things real nice and simple, but I'll find that chart while we're chatting this morning. How many inquiries you have? How long have you had your cards? Obviously, those are going to be big issues going into it. Let's see, where is my bloody chart? So there it is. That's what I was looking for. Whoops, I just went right past it here. Give me 1 second. Total debt is 30% of your score. So that's going to say, what is your utilization ratio? What utilization? So if you have a $1,000 limit and you're using $600, that's a 60% utilization. You want to stay below 30%, then try and stay below 10%. How do you do that? You pay down that debt or you increase limit. Your payment history. Now, if you're not making two payments a month on your credit cards, well, you're making a mistake. You're not maximizing your credit score. Two payments a month every single month. That's going to account for 35% of your credit score. Now, remember, your credit score is going to be a range of 350 to 850, but here's what the two payments are. And I know I hear people say, well, I pay off my credit card every month. Well, 90% of the people I talk to are doing it the wrong way. Because if you get your statement and then you pay off your credit card, then you are one of that 90%. Wow, that's loud. That is doing it absolutely incorrectly if you're trying to maximize your credit score. What is the correct way to do it? Well, the correct way to pay off your credit cards, or if you do it every month or however much you pay, whatever percentage you pay, is you want to make as much of a payment as possible. You need to go online probably 4 days before your statement closing date. That is not your payment due date. That is your statement closing date. Go online 4 days before that and make the largest possible payment at that time. If you're going to pay it off, pay that off 100% right then. Now, the likelihood is if you use your card, there might be some pending items still there, or it could be that there are some other items still coming, or you might use it again in the next 4 days. Well, then that's where you get to the issue that you want to make sure you're making a minimum payment right before the payment due date, because you don't ever want to be late on your payment. You want to make sure that you're paying them on time. That's why it's very, very important to make two payments each and every month. The type of credit used accounts for 10% of your score, roughly 10%. Ideally, one mortgage, two car payments, three credit card payments or revolving payments. That's the ideal for credit used. New credit history, that's the inquiries we talked about. That accounts for 10%. And the length of credit, so the older the cards, that accounts for 15% of your score. So understanding how your score is derived, the factors that affect your score, that's going to be a big issue. Now, if you noticed, if you listened to what I was just saying, total debt payment history and length of history. That accounts for, what is that, 80%. 80% comes from death, those three items alone. So make sure that you're dealing with that. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, how to handle errors, mistakes that lower your credit score, techniques to improve your credit score, reestablishing credit. We've got a lot to talk about in the Get Mortgage Ready program right here on Ron Siegel Radio. We're going to also chat a little bit today about homeowners. Are they renovating to sell or to stay? We'll talk about that. And we'll see why FICO scores are different for the three different bureaus. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. T to 79564, find your dream home before someone else does. Are homeowners renovating to sell or to stay? Over the past few years, two trends have emerged in the housing market. One, home renovations have shot up. Two, inventory of homes available for sale on the market has dropped. A normal housing market is defined by having a 6-month supply of homes for sale. According to the latest existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors, we are currently at a 4.4-month supply. This low inventory environment has many current homeowners worried that they would be unable to find a home to buy if they were to list and sell their current houses, which is causing many homeowners to instead renovate their homes in an attempt to fit their needs. According to HomeAdvisor, homeowners spent an average of $6,649 on home improvements over the last 12 months. If that number seems high, it also includes homeowners who recently bought fixer-uppers. A new study from Zillow asked the question, given a choice between spending a fixed amount of money on a down payment for a new home or fixing up their current home, what would you do? 76% of those surveyed said that they would rather renovate their current homes than move. The results are broken down by generation. Share of respondents, and I put this chart on our social media early. 18 to 34, 66%. 73% of the 35 to 54-year-olds and 55-plus, 87% say that they would rather renovate their current homes than move. More and more studies are coming out about the intention that many Americans have to age in place or retire in the area in which they live. Among retirees, 91% would prefer to renovate than spend their available funds on a down payment on a new home. If their current house fits their needs as far as space and accessibility are concerned, then a renovation could make sense. But if renovations will end up changing the identity of the home and impacting resale value, then the renovations may end up costing them more in the long run. With home prices increasing steadily for the last 6.5 years, homeowners have naturally gained equity that they may not even be aware of. Listing your house for sale in this low competition environment could net you more money than your renovations otherwise would. The bottom line, if you are one of the many homeowners who is thinking about remodeling instead of selling, let's chat to see if that's the right decision for you based on your unique goals and desires. And I have seen a lot of folks, one of the things that many people are not chatting about is the people that are basically hurting their home value, right? They'll take a four-bedroom house, make it to a three-bedroom house or a two-bedroom house because they don't want to move. Is that really in your best interest? Is that really what you want to be doing? Is that how you want to handle these things? Just a question. It's not for me to answer for you. I'm just questioning the fact, is that in your best interest? Then you go to sell a two-bedroom house, you're not going to get nearly as much money as you will get on the four-bedroom house in the same street. Just the way it goes. So we are continuing our conversation on the Get Mortgage Ready program. We talked about the importance of credit scores, five factors that affect your credit scores. How to handle errors on your credit report is next up. Ever you do, do not use the easy way of challenging an item on your credit score. The easy way is you go to the bureau, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. They've got a button there that says dispute this now, and that they want you just to push that in a tweet, in essence. They want you to tell them what's wrong. Sorry about that. This wind will kill you. So don't do that. What you want to do is you want to type out a letter to the bureau. You want to make sure that you tell them precisely what is going on in your situation, why you are disputing it. You need to put the information in there right from your credit report. MyFICO.com. MyFICO.com will give you your credit report. That is a true FICO score. And no, I don't get any spiffs or fees for mentioning them at all. No, that's not what we're doing. But MyFICO.com, that'll get you the true score. Everything that's on your credit report must be complete. It must be accurate, and it must be verifiable. That is the law. There are several sources that will give you great letters if you want to fix that yourself. If you want to go and try and work on your credit report yourself, you can do that. I'm going to suggest, because we're talking about a lot of money here, when you're talking about a car payment, when you're talking about a house payment, when you're talking about credit cards. All of those items use your credit score to identify what your interest rate is going to be. So the issue then comes up, how do you correct it? Well, you can call our friends over at Blue Water Credit, and they'll fix it for you. And I think they charge somewhere around $100 a month to work on your credit report. Not a huge amount of money when you're talking about how much money you can potentially save, right? So they'll do it that way. Or you can write the letters yourself. Make sure when you write the letters yourself, you must send them out certified mail. Then the Bureau has 30 calendar days to respond to you. But when you send that letter, so send it certified mail. That way you know 100% for certain when they get it, because you're going to get an electronic receipt telling you when that is received. Include a copy of your driver's license. Include a copy of your Social Security card. And include a copy of a utility bill that shows your name, your address. Done that, now the Bureau have no excuse to say that it's not you that is sending in or challenging the item on the report. Can't challenge it if you're the one that just sent that with those pieces of identification proving you are who you say you are. Then they're going to send you a letter back, and I'm going to say it's going to be a Forrest Gump letter. We checked it. You're wrong. We're right. See ya. No, don't believe that. If you know that you're right, there are other letters that are available that will show you what the laws are. You include the laws in there, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Cite your references. Again, if you don't know the references, our friends at Blue Water can help you with that. That's what they do. The errors on the report, and I've shared this every morning on our broadcasts. I have never, ever seen a credit report that is completely accurate. Never. I've been looking at credit reports for a long, long time. Why do you think that your report is going to be accurate then? Right? I mean, if every other report is wrong, why do you think that you're going to be the exception to the rule? So understand that even the fact that they've got the wrong addresses on there, they've got the wrong names on there. Maybe you used a name that you could even have I've seen this where a name has come out and it's had the wrong name on it, right? You've had a conflict. John Smith. Do you know how many John Smiths there could be in the country? So you have a John Smith and you've got two different John Smiths who have data on the reports. And all of a sudden they've gotten mixed up. You've got to correct that and tell the bureaus, hey, that one is not mine. This is my name. This is my social. These are my addresses. And they'll end up having wrong addresses on your report. Be careful of those things. That's where a lot of people get confused, and that's where a lot of your scores get hurt. Just a thought for you. We're going to talk about when we come back, how about dealing with your credit score, techniques to improve your score, ways to reestablish credit, ways to maintain a budget, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Why are my FICO scores different for the three credit bureaus? We're going to talk about that as well. Reach me anytime. Off-air number again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com. Call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has solutions for you. You just need to make that call, get the information that you desire, and get the credit report corrected. Why are my FICO scores different from the three different bureaus in the U.S.? There are three national credit bureaus. That would be Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. They compete to capture, update, and store credit histories on most U.S. consumers. While most of the information collected on consumers by the three credit bureaus is similar, there are differences. For example, one credit bureau may have unique information captured on a consumer that is not being captured by the other two, or the same data element may be stored and displayed differently by the credit bureaus. A predictive FICO scoring system resides at each of these credit bureaus from which lenders request a FICO score when evaluating a particular consumer's credit risk. The FICO scoring system design is similar across the credit bureaus so that consumers with high FICO scores on Bureau A's data will likely see a similar FICO score at the other two bureaus. Conversely, consumers with lower FICO scores at Bureau A will likely get low FICO scores at the other two bureaus when the underlying data is the same across the bureaus. When the scores are significantly different across bureaus, it is likely the underlying data in the credit bureaus is different and thus driving the observed score difference. However, there can be score differences even when the underlying data is identical as each of the bureaus. FICO scoring system was designed to optimize the predictive value of their unique data. Keep in mind the following points when comparing scores across bureaus. First, not all scores are FICO scores. So make sure the credit scores you are comparing are actual FICO scores, not FICO scores or Vantage scores. The FICO scores should be assessed at the same time. Passage of time can result in score differences due to model characteristics that have a time-based component. Comparing a FICO score pulled on Bureau A from last week to a score pulled on Bureau B today can be problematic, as the week-old score may already be outdated. All of your credit information may not be reported to all three credit bureaus. The information on your credit report is supplied by lenders, collection agencies, and court records. Don't assume that each credit bureau has the same information pertaining to your credit history. You may have applied for credit under different names, for example, Robert Jones versus Bob Jones, or a maiden name, which may cause fragmented or incomplete files at the credit reporting agencies. While in most cases, the credit bureaus combine all files accurately under the same person, there are many instances where incomplete files or inaccurate data, social security number, addresses, etc., cause one person's credit information to appear on someone else's credit report. Lenders report credit information to the credit bureaus at different times, often resulting in one agency having more up-to-date information than another. The credit bureaus may record, display, or store the same information in different ways. All of those are issues. Those are all reasons why the different bureaus may give you different scores. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we've been talking about getting mortgage ready. There are many, many folks who are listening to us today, and they constantly are asking about, what do I do? I'm not ready to buy a house. I don't think I qualify for a house. Well, the first step that you always need to look at, very first step, is get a mortgage application in place. I'm going to tell you that I see so many times where people tell me, you know something, Ron, I'm not going to qualify, or I don't qualify, or I can't get a loan. And that's just hogwash. Now, the other part of it I'm going to tell you, if you already have a mortgage and you already have a loan, paying off your mortgage is probably the highest risk venture you can possibly do. And I know a lot of people say, well, I like the safety and security of having my home paid off. Very, very high risk. So be careful there. But let's get back to get mortgage ready. Techniques to improve your credit score. So I already told you one big one. Earlier in the broadcast, we talked about the idea of making two credit card payments every single month. That is a big issue. That is a big method of improving your score. Depending upon your time horizon. So if you don't have anything, I've had clients in the past that we've assisted, and listeners that we've assisted, who simply did not have enough on their credit report. They did everything for cash. And I know there's a big radio guy that talks about doing everything for cash, and I just happen to disagree with his philosophy. First off, he talks about getting your home paid off. Well, isn't that special? You can stick $800,000, $700,000 under your pillow and have it not working for you. That would be really wise. Now, he's in Tennessee, so their home prices are quite a bit less. Might be beneficial there. The other issue is they promote the idea of never using a credit card. Use a debit card. Well, if you're paying off the credit card twice a month, like I shared with you, it's going to increase your credit scores. The other idea to improve your score, you might be able to find somebody that cares about you that might make you an authorized user on their credit report, on a credit card. What is an authorized user? Well, you want to make sure you've got the right person. So you need to make sure it is an individual that has a credit card that's got a long history, high limit, and low utilization. You ask them to make you an authorized user on the card, and that'll help your credit scores. Now, when they do that, they don't even have to give you a copy of the card. They can just keep the card and not even give you a copy. But it's going to end up, it'll take about 30 to 60 days. It'll hit your credit report and then look to the bureaus like that is your credit card as well. So it's going to increase your available credit. It'll help lower your utilization rate and your history. Now, remember earlier when we talked about the five factors that go into your credit score, those three items right there that we just talked about that I just shared with you, that's 80% of your credit score. Yeah, we get all these folks that worry about all these other issues when they forget about the 80% issue. Think about that part of it. That is a big, big component. So just be careful there when you're contemplating how to get your improve the credit scores. Now, you might, if you have 6 month horizon, go out and take out a new credit card. Don't rack up the bill, but go use it at Starbucks. Use it for a tank of gas. Pay it off, as I told you. You might even want to make a payment every Wednesday so it's completely paid off every week on Wednesday. That's another strategy that you might want to use. But these are just some different issues that'll help you, right? So we've talked about the authorized user. We've talked about getting a new credit card. Maybe you don't qualify for a new credit card. Maybe you need to go and get a secured credit card. Do that at Wells Fargo. Do that at Navy Federal Credit Union. Those are a couple of places that are good for getting credit cards, secured cards. They report to all three bureaus. You put up the money. They send you a bill. You make sure you pay the bill on time. Now, budgeting. That's another way of getting mortgage ready. Set a budget. Go to our friend Chris Bissonette. He's got a great budgeting program, eMoney. And that'll help you determine what your budget numbers are and then start setting an account that saves money every single month to get your down payment. Now, remember, we've talked about this one as well. You don't need, in most instances, more than 3 to 3.5% for your down payment. There are a lot of programs out there that are 3 to 3.5%. Veterans, you don't have a down payment need because the VA loan up to the county lending limits will get you 100% financing on your VA loan. So you don't have to worry about that issue. Those have had a derogatory event in the last couple of years. There are now programs out there that will help you as well. Give us a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the team. They will help you on that one as well. Going back, we talked about the budget. We talked about cost cutting. Hey, how about cutting out that Starbucks habit? Maybe cut it in half. Send the other half to your savings account. A lot of ways. Get pre-approved to buy the house. Now, we talk about the pre-approval. That's the old scenario. We like to get you totally pre-underwritten. When you are pre-underwritten, that gets you in the area where you can then maybe pay cash for your house. You get a same as cash offer. You're not paying cash, but it is a same as cash offer. We like that idea because it helps you compete with other borrowers and you get a more advantageous price. I have seen folks who have been able to save as much as $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of their new home by getting that pre-underwrite. As part of the Get Mortgage Ready program also, we will consult with you and we'll chat on your situation because there are right ways and wrong ways to deal with creditors, right? I know a lot of people, speedy cash, that's one of the horrific ones. But maybe you need to go out and have a conversation with them. Next week, I believe it is, the week after next, Christine Kingston is coming in, an attorney who specializes in dealing with creditors. Might be a big factor that you want to understand. How do you deal with that creditor? What are you going to say to them? How do you change the paradigm of who's on stronger footing with each creditor? All part of the Get Mortgage Ready program. A lot more to it, but if you want to get involved in it so you can be ready to buy in the spring, let me know, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. On the other hand, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.